sugya says that Rahi is a sveikahi v'chayshina midrabanan. It's a suffix and v'chayshina midrabanan for a kedushin, which implies that minatayra, it's a vaday what? Tzveki v'chashim midrabanan means minatayra. It would be easy to pass. There would be a vaday psak. Chashim midrabanan v'chayshish, and we require a get. So the language of the Gemara needs obviously to be explained. What is this tzvekehi v'chashim midrabanan? What would it be minatayra? Tzveki v'chashim midrabanan. What does that mean? Chashim midrabanan means midrabanan, you need a get. So it means minatayra, you don't need a get. So the lashon tzveikahi doesn't flow. What does it mean tzveikahi v'chashim midrabanan? If it's a suffix, then it's a suffix d'oraisa. So this the Ran addresses here in the hopefully the Ran inside, because what the Ran discusses is nogeya probably to every suffic kedushin, every teku or every by the layiv shita, every kedushin is a suffic kedushin. This ran is nageya to how we behave. For Rambam Zal, next to the last line in the ran on the first Amid Beis, Aleph Amid Beis, and Dafi Haran. In the previous piece, he said that the lashon of sveikahu, he's not sure what it means. Well, that's Yishafir. But Rambam kosav the perek haniskar nosen hu vamri harizem kudesh as besafik ol hiskim et rabban and klalo safik kedush. So he's saying he mentioned earlier that the rif's lashon is chashinim et rabban. The Rambam's lashon is harizem kudesh as besafik. Each one picks sort of half the gemara. He says, "What's the pshat? Afikach ani mistafek. B'chol safik kedushin." Ran says, "I have a question. Every time you're going to have a safik kedushin anywhere in the perek, itzricha get midairaisa aloi. If you have a safik kedushin, he means a safik deraisa kedushin. You have a kedushin which is a bona fide safik, a deraisa tikka safik. Do you need a get? Why not? Of course, she need a get. If she's safik married, avadi she need a get." So the Ran de'efsher the midayraisa sharya mishum de'ikol amemar hamadishas has kasim. Maybe when a Torah it's mutter, because you could shtel the isha on her chazaka. What chazaka? Cheskas. I guess cheskas pinuya is what he means. Rabbi Chanan learns a different chazaka, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to me the words of the Ran. The Ran says hamadishas has kasa. I think he means cheskas pinuya. The maishna mikol teiko de mamayna. In all of Shas, whenever you have teiku, what do? You have a suffix. So what do you say? You say Hamaisu Chayav Araya. Amrina Behemid Mamin Al Cheskasa. So just like in Dine Mamin, we say we leave things Becheskasa, we go Basa Chazaka. The same thing here, we should go Basa Chazaka. Viskimu Bay Kogdele Achrayim. We say it's by Mamin. All the Gedele Achrayim agree. Shafil Tachvei Tevei Amitzin Aisim Yadai. Hachinami, so just like by Mamin, you go Basa Chazaka, Hachinami, Medina Isna Lameimer Hachi, Shtemu Teres Linasei. Mikra Din, it means Minat Torah, really a woman who has a Safik Kedushin should be permitted to remarry because she has Cheskas Penuya. Elam and Nechum and Erva, Surah Drabanon, Shomach Emin Hachat, the Sveikul, the Hashin of Drabanon. Right, so he's saying here a very big Kiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. That any suffix, a deraisa dika suffix, kedushin, minatayra, she's a pnuya, she's allowed to be married, because you go basa chazaka. And the whole din that you need a get by any suffix kedushin is always the din derabban. It's not the din tayra, because din tayra is that we shtel a woman on a chazaka. Now we'll have to understand why that should be so, but we'll give it a minute. But he has one kasha. Avala rifsal or bein alafasi kasav la kamam beperkin. by the Rav Mori, the Kelev Harotzach Reho, the Salka Bateku. The Gemara is a shiloh, if a dog is running after a woman, and you could save the woman by throwing a piece of meat to the dog. So you have to do that anyway. You have to be matzal, to help her. But you tell her, I'm going to throw the meat to the dog, and I want you to be mukadeshes with this, with the fact that I'm spending this money, this meat, and throwing it to the dog to save you. So the Gemara is an ibaya, if that's a kedush. The Saka B'teiko. The Hav Yalos Sveka Darais L'Chumra. And there the Rif says, Sveka Darais L'Chumra, Tzarechiyin. So the Rambam Shver. He's saying like this. First the Ran says that every single Safik Kiddushin, you should go Basacheskes Penuya. That was his first design. Every Safik Kiddushin, you go Basacheskes Penuya, and Meila, the woman is permitted to remarry Menatayra. The Cheshinim and the Rabbanim, it's the Rabbanim that we don't. So he says it fits everywhere except for one case, the case of Kelev Ratzach Reha. There, it's the Rif says Sveka Daraisa. Why don't you go there? Why don't you go Basa Chazak? So Tzarechiyin, but Vaistais, he held that case needs a teretz, but there's something to what I said. He doesn't hold the shlov up as his side, he wouldn't have written it. His side is that you should go Basa Chazak. Now, there are a number of important nekudas in this Ran. Chazaka is an inyan we spoke about in Ksubis. We don't have much of it here in Kedushin. The din chazaka. What is chazaka? Chazaka is that you assume something didn't change. If you have a question of when a change happened, you say it happened later. It's called chazaka de meikara. So let's say you shecht an animal and you find a hole in the lung, and yesterday you milked this cow, so you have to throw out the milk of a treif animal is treif. So we say, no, you go pasach hazaka. You assume that yesterday it was born kosher. And we assume that it remained kosher. Yesterday it was still kosher. When did it get a whole lot's lung today? That's the din of chazaka. You assume that whichever way it started, that's the way it remained. Now that there's no svara, the chazaka and the meikar, it's not a svara, contrary to what many people think, that chazaka de meikar, mistam, it stayed the same. Why should I say mistam, it stayed the same? A shina could have happened any time. Why should I say that chazaka? We had in last year in Ksubis, a woman was mezana. So we don't know if she was mezana before erisin or after erisin. Right? So the person is married, finds the woman, his wife is not a besula. She was mezana. Was she mezana? Tachtav or not tachtav? So Taisus asked, you should go basa chazaka. What's chazaka? That it happened later, that she stayed at Penuya as late as could be. And this must happen later. So chazaka would say it happened later. Is there any svara? No. Svara to that. At one point she became ois besula. Could happen earlier, could happen later. When did it happen? Chazaka says later. It's not a svara. It's a xeris hakosif. The Gemara says in Chulin that how do we know chazaka? We learn out of a pasuk by Tzaras, the parsha of Tzaras, that you assume the Tzaras stayed the same until the moment you see it got smaller, then it got smaller. But until that moment, you assume it stayed the same. And from there, we learn out the din of chazaka de meikara. It's a gzeres hakosif that there's such a thing. It's not totally in Svar HaBachla. Now, the Marit here on this round says that the Ran is wrong for applying chazaka here. What is chazaka? We don't know when it changed. We say it changed as late as could be. We assume it stayed the same. He says it doesn't make sense in our case. Because in our case, she was a Pnuya. She was born a Pnuya. She was a Pnuya for 20 years. Now she's 20 years old. And she stuck out her hand and stuck out her finger, and she said, she was Amrahi, right? So she said that I'm going to be Mekudesh with the ring, and he put the ring on her. So you want to say Cheskes Penuya says that she's still a Penuya. The Maharit says you only say Chazaka if there was no Reyesa, if there's nothing that happened that disturbs it. Let's say you see teras. You see teras in a house. You go out, you lock the door. You assume the teras stayed the same until you see it different. I have no reason to say it changed. Chazaf the Beikara says it stayed the same. You have a woman. She has no basulin. When did she lose her basulin? You say as late as it could be. Chazaka says late. I have no reason to say it happened at any time. Zok de Marit, we only say Chazaka de Meikara when something is stoma, something is stayed the same, we have no reason to say it changed. And suddenly one day we discover it changed. So we say it changed later. Or if we're so big of a change, we say it stayed the same. However, by this case, we know exactly what happened. We know she was a penuya till this day, and this day she stuck out her finger, she was makabel a ring, but it was omrahi. And we're misupik, what should we do? So Chazaka can't paskin in a case where we have a reyesa, where we have something that happened that has to be explained, that has to be established. So why should I go past a Chazaka? Well, there's something which may disturb the original Chazaka, Cheskes Penuya. Well, yeah, but so what are you saying? You're agreeing it's different. You agree it's a different case here. Just saying, who cares? So the Marit says this is a different case. It's not the same. And the Marit, therefore, I mean, this is a yisoid that the Marit holds, that you don't say Chazaka de Meikara when you know something happened which has to be explained. Yavne Meluim, Simin Chav Zayin, Sif Katan Yud Ches. Disagrees. Avnei Meluim says that there's no such thing. Because Chazaka de Meikara is a Gzeres HaKasuv, it's not a Svara. And being that it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, so it works in all cases. It works no matter what. What is Chazaka? Chazaka is that the Torah told me how to behave in case of Sveikas. Torah realizes that, right, the Torah tells us how to behave. If someone steals, he has to pay back. If someone is mazik, he has to pay nezekari, b'shevus, and b'shevus. The Torah told us, if you don't know what to do, this is how you should be naik. Go basa chazaka. That's chazaka. You don't know what to do, go basa chazaka. So what's the difference? Yereyesa, nishbeyesa. If I don't know what to do, the Torah said, you go basa chazaka. That's anachoga of sveikas. This is the Avnei Meluim holds. Obviously, it's a yisoid stick of machlaikis. Do you say you go basa chazaka only where you don't know if anything happened, or even if you have you know something happened and that kufa created the suffix? Do you go basa an original chazaka, or don't you? It's actually machlaikis the Marit and the Ran, because the Ran is saying you go basa chazaka. Marit is arguing. Avnei Meluim is defending the Ran, and he's saying, no, we always go basa chazaka. Then the Avnei Meluim has a problem, the case of Kelev Ratzach Reha, the Ran's kasha, and that's what he comes to answer. So Avnei Meluim answers it using a Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech, also, it's a Yisayid in Dinei Chazaka. Mishnah Melech says that Chazaka, we only go Basa Chazaka when we have a Suffolk in Mitzias. A Suffolk in Mitzias. I mentioned to you three examples, right? One example, you don't know when she was Mizana. But that's a Suffolk in Mitzias. You don't know, was she Mizana before Erisim? Was she Mizana after Erisim? You go basa chazaka, Taisa says you can put it as late as possible. Or the case of the animal, got a hole in its lungs. When did it get a hole in its lungs? Could be it was early, could be it was late. It's a suffix in mitzias. Chazaka paskins. Or tzaras. The kohen went into a house, he saw tzaras on the wall. He walked out, he locks the door, comes back a week later, it's smaller. What's a suffix? When did it get smaller? When did it go away? When did the tzaras go away? What happens if after 4 days into the week, someone puts something into the house? Is it tame? Was the tzaras there? Wasn't it there? It's a suffix of mitzias. Did the tzaras, when did it shrink? When did it disappear? Suffix of mitzias. Chazaka says, when you discover it, that's when it changed. Chazaka says that we assume, and halacha assumes that it changed when you discovered it, and until you discover it, you assume that it was the cheskas, that it was there. All these cases are suffik in the mitzius hadavar, suffik in the mitzius of the situation. What happens if you have a speka de dina? You have a suffik in din, a suffik in halacha. And you don't know something because there's a question. Did she get married or didn't she get married? You have a woman. And let's say someone who gives kiddushin to the woman. And let's say this man is a suffik yid suffik guy. Let's say they were magayrim in a way that's a suffik in halacha. That's good. And now he gives kiddushin to a woman. So what's a shayla if she's an eshes ish? That's a shayla mitzias. We know the mitzias. We know that this man gave her a ring. The shayla is this man a yid? He had kiddush, he had geiris. And let's say his geiris, let's say by the geiris he was table first and he was mal second. Machlekes Rishayim, if that's good. Machlekes Rishayim, such a geiris is good. That is the opposite order. Is it a good geiris? Isn't it good? It's a machlekes. So lochayru, we should go basa chazaka. The ish is a pnuya. She was a pnuya, she's still a pnuya. So the Mishnah Melech, no. Chazaka can't paskin halacha because this woman was becheskes penuya. We're going to paskin that geiris is allowed to be. We're going to paskin that he's a guy and that the geiris, which was done in the wrong order, is not a good geiris. Chazaka can't paskin the din. Atu v'bnei chazaka de gufa lekvayas hadin. That's Mishnah Melech Lashon. We're going to be kaveya halacha because she's becheskes penuya, so we're going to say some stum the kedusha was no good. Stum the husband was a guy, and then the halacha is that if you do geiris backwards, it's no good. it's so far removed. You're going to be kaveya halacha because of a chazaka. The Ran says that you can't be kaveya a din based on cheskes haguf. Mishnah Masa. You can't be kaveya halacha. Chazaka is only when you're not sure about a mitzias. You're not sure about something physical that took place. If you don't know something physically, if it took place or not, fine, chazaka could be kaveh. But if you're not sure about a halacha, there's a halachic issue, which has nothing to do with passing the mitzias, with knowing the mitzias. Chazaka doesn't decide a sveika d'dina. You don't pass in a sveika d'dina based on chazaka. Yes.
The whole point of the mission is to make us anybody else. So, if you want to know, is she asked anybody else?
But what are we not sure about? When we analyze our question, what is the question?
Is she not sure about that?
That's not the question. Is she also? Why should she be? Why shouldn't she be? We have to analyze the issue. So we say, listen, this man gave her a ring. Now, who's the man? The man had garris. What kind of garris did he have? If it's a good garris, she's awesome. If it's not a good garris, she's not. He had this type of geiris, which is a suffix. So when we analyze, the question is really, was this geiris a good geiris or not? And mainly, a lot of nafkaminas come out. It comes out, he used them for minyan, comes out nafkamina, he puts on fill-in, he keeps Shabbos, comes out a lot of nafkaminas. But the question is, was it a good geiris? Mishnah Melech says, the chazaka can't paskin a sveika d'dina. It can only paskin a suffix in the tzitz. That's the klal of the Mishnah Melech. That there's a svara to it, or he's just saying that the Torah was megala to us chazaka by suffik and mitzias. Torah was not megala to us chazaka by a suffik and din. That's what the Mishnah Melech is saying. We had it last year. I'm trying to remember which case we had it. So this I don't remember, we had it last year, because I remember it's a stipend on it, so this. My father of Hashem used to make fun of me. If I ever had to find a pasuk in Chumash, so I go to the Gemara, where the Gemara brings the pasuk, and I look where the... You're supposed to know where it is in Chumash, right? So I know the Mishnah Melech is in Ksuvis, because there's a stipend on Ksuvis that explains the Mishnah Melech. But you hear the Mishnah Melech saying? Mishnah Melech is saying that this rule, that Chazakah Paskins, is only in a Suffolk and Metzias, and not on a Suffolk and Din. Mishnah Melech really says it like a Svari. He says, Otu, because she has a Chazakah, we're going to Paskin a Din because of that. This is the klal of the Mishnah Melech. Now, using this klal, let's come back to the Rav. Our Gemara, Nosan Hu, Va'amrahi. What kind of suffix is that? What's a suffix? Nosan Hu, Va'amrahu, suffix. What's a suffix? What is the question? So you clearly learn the Gemara a number of ways. What's the Shaila? Nosan Hu, Va'amrahi. What's the question? What's the Vare Tutsal? Nosan Hu, Va'amrahi. What's the question of the Tutsal? So you could learn, what's the question, Nasnu Vamrihi? You could learn it's a Suffolk and Metzias. What would the Suffolk and Metzias be? Does the husband mean to go along, does the man mean to go along with her words? If a woman says, if you give me that ring, I'll be married, and the man gives it, you could learn it's a Suffolk and Metzias. What did the man mean when he gave her the ring? And Avdi Milun learns the Gemara this way, that it's a Suffolk and Metzias. Nasan Hu Va'amrihi, what's a Suffolk? It's a Metzias Dika Suffolk. What did he intend? Now you can learn different than the Avdi Milun. And the Arach Reinim, Rabbi Kiveger, among them, will learn that it's a Suffolk and it's a Suffolk in Din. It's a question if Har Amira, does it make it worse? It's not going to make it worse. Even if he meant Kiddush, does Har Amira make it worse or not? It's halacha shayla, which we have to declare what the halacha shayla is, which is not for this minute. Davni Meluim, though, learns that it's a suffix in Metzias. That's the Gemara. It's a question, did he mean Kedushin, or didn't he mean Kedushin? Or it's a question, is it obvious to the Eidim that he meant Kedushin or not? But it's a suffix in the Metzias Adavim. No, if it's a suffix in Metzias, do you go bas the Chazaka? Yes. So the Ram makes sense. Davni Meluim is defending the Ram. So the Ram makes a lot of sense. It's a suffix of Metzias. So Memeila, you go by Sechasis Penuya, you say that he didn't mean Kedushin, and she remains a Penuya, and Memeila, she's with him in Atayra to whoever she wants.
And I have assured that the new client agreement there, so there's no suffix of Metzias going to the Ram. Exactly now, that I haven't been talking
about. You mean when we were talking about Rav Ben, we said differently? The man himself?
Yeah.
Where at what point? How to look for it under pressure? So just like Be'adam Chashev, we assume in that direction. We should assume in this direction that he means it. So what's he doing? He's explaining. He's explaining. Okay, let's see. Let's see if we can figure that out. Let me finish the Avnei Meluim and we'll see if we can come back to figure out the difference. Anyway, the Avnei Meluim learns here that it's a suffix in the Metzias HaDavar, and that's why the Ran said you go Basa Chazak. Okay? Because that's the rule. By some Metzias, you go Basa Chazak. Which case did the Ran ask from? From Daf Ches. Right? It's Tzorach Yinus, from which case? Right? What's the case there? Kelav Ratzach Reha. What's the case? A dog is running after a man, after a woman, and the man is Mekadish by throwing the meat to save her. What's the suffix there? Davni Meluim learns, and the Rashba says that they're beferish. The suffix is in Din, because since he's Mukhayif to save her anyway, Even if she doesn't want to marry him, he has to save her. She's in Sakana, he has to save her. So he has to save her anyway. So when you throw the meat to the dog, which you're mechuyev to do anyhow, is that called that you gave her anything? The Rashba learns that's the suffix by Kelev Ratach Re'ah. Did I really give her anything? On the one hand, I did give her something. I spent my money, I took my piece of meat, and well, I gave it to the dog, but I was giving her, I was spending money to save her. So in a way, I did give her something. In another way, I didn't really give her anything, because whatever I gave, I had to give, because I have a mitzvah of Leis Namar Adam Re'echa. So I really didn't give anything more. I gave her the hanah, and I spent money on the hanah, because it cost me something. The suffix is, since I have to spend that money anyway, that's money which I have to spend anyhow, because I'm a chuyiv for my own mitzvah to save her, so is that called I spent money on kiddush? That's a suffix. What? No, I'm intending, but there was no other kiddush. It was only the hanah, I understand. But the hanah is a hanah. What's the hanah? That the dog's not running after her. That hanah is mechuyev to give her out my mitzvah anyway. I'm mechuyev to do that. So being that I'm mechuyev to do that, that's the suffix on daf ches, if that's a good thing, if that's a good kiddush. That's a speka de dina, not a suffix in mitzvahs. By speka de dina, you don't go basa chazaka. So it's very, it's answered the Ran's kasha. Really, the Ran is right. By a suffix in mitzvahs, you go basa cheskes penuya. And that's our Gemara. By a sveka de dina, that's the Gemara chesam at beis. So that's not fair. Sveka de dina, you don't go basa chazaka. That's the Mishnah Melech's rule. Then when you have a sveka de dina, the chazaka doesn't pass. So this is the way the Avnei Meluim learns the Ran. The way the Avnei Meluim learns the Ran. Yaakov is asking that from the Gemara, from the Ran early, it's not mashma, it's a suffix in mitzvahs. So I don't know. I have to sit down and go through and see if it's taka mashma that way. Maybe here he only needs to explain the Rambam. I don't know. But at any rate, this is the mahalach of Davi Meluim, and this is the mahalach of the Gemara. When I was in yeshiva, I remember my Rebbeim speaking out a different mahalach. It's like one of those, I think it's a Rabbi Kiva Eger, right? And I looked for it inside, I didn't find it. I like to use the word cute for Rabbi Kiva Eger, but everyone's not Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's one of these kashes. I say, the kind of kashi you could ask, someone's not learning Kiddush, you just meet someone, I think it's been Torah, but you meet someone, you could ask him, it's a chap kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a kasha that they say, B'Shem Rabbi Kiva Eger. It must be printed somewhere, I don't know where. If you're Mekadosh an Isha, I'm talking about Kiddush Kesef. You Mekadosh a woman, and it's a Safi Kiddush. You go over to a woman, you give her a ring, it's a Safi Kiddush. Does she have to give the ring back to you? Does she have to return the ring? Let's say I do business with you. Let's say I do a business with you, I do an agreement with you. I give you $1,000 on the condition that you'll... whatever, you'll paint my house. So I give you $1,000, you're going to paint my house. If later you can't paint my house, so you have to give me $1,000 back, right? Clear. I only gave you the money if you're going to paint my house. If you don't paint my house, I get my money back. Isn't that clear? And 1 minute. No? It's up a push. 1 second. If I give you money for something and you can't keep up your part of the bargain, you give your money back. No? Right? So I go over to a woman and I give her a ring. I say, I'm giving you the ring because I want to be married to you. Hurry up, Mukadesh, leave it to Bazu. And after I give her the ring, she comes back and she says, you know, Bez and Paskin is a Safi Kiddush. So to Bekiva Eger, I have a right to get my ring back. I'm not willing to spend money on a ring to become Safik married to you. That wasn't our agreement. Our agreement was, I'm giving you a ring on the condition we're married. If we're not married, was Suffolk married, I get my money back. You mask him? Right, you mask him? I'm entitled to my ring back? No? Why should I say it's a matan? If I hire you to do work for me, and then you can't do it, so you say the money is a matan?
Well, there's something in return here. It's going to work with her.
It's clear. He only gave her a ring because he wants to be married to her. It's as clear as could be. But he didn't get it. Right, if he wants to do it, he has to give her something else now to be Mekudesh. So isn't it clear that he deserves the ring back? No? What? But he didn't get what he's supposed to get. He's supposed to get... Well, for that, he didn't do that. He didn't give her a ring to become a Suffolk married. Nobody wants to be a Suffolk married. Rather be single and Suffolk married. So he didn't want that. She says she's married, but Bezin says she's not. Bezin says she's Suffolk Mekudeshes. If it's a machlaikis, so she could say Kimli like this Mandiyamar, but it's not a machlaikis. The psak is that it's a Suffolk Kedushin. So if it's a Suffolk Kedushin, so she has to give the ring back. Nobody, he didn't give the ring on Dastan.
If she gives it back, then what is she Mekudeshes? What's the
Suffolk Mekudeshes? Oh, Gevaldik. So to Mekiva Eger. I think it's her Mekiva Eger. If you give a woman a ring and it's a Suffolk Kedushin, she certainly should have to give back the money. She has to give the ring back. Once she has to give the ring back, is it possible it was a Kedushin? It's impossible that it was a Kedushin. Because the Kedushin is, the tzad that it's a good Kedushin is only if she could keep the ring. She only accepted to be married in exchange for the ring. Now if she gets a ring that she can't keep, so that's not a Kedushin. She has to return the ring to him. And since she has to return the ring to him, so she was never maskim to such a Kedushin. The Torah doesn't even let her be maskim. A Kedushin where you get a ring that you have to give back? That's not a Kedushin.
He has to prove that it wasn't a good Kedushin to get it back.
He proved it. He went to Bezdin and Bezdin said that it's a Suffolk Kedushin.
So
it's a Suffolk Kedushin.
Why should he have to prove definitely not and that it wasn't a good
If you give me money, you want to buy a computer. So you give me money and I give you a box. I tell you there could be a computer in the box, could be not a computer in the box, a Suffolk. So you'll be satisfied. I might have a Varian. Now a computer you can open up and see. Here you can't open up and see, you'll never know. Is it a good condition or not a good condition? You'll never know. What does that mean? I know for sure that she's Suffolk Mekudeshes. It's a psak. It's not that I'm mesupik and she's mesupik. It's that the Gemara paskin, it's a Suffolk Kedushin. That means I know for sure it's a Suffolk Kedushin. Let's say you give me money for meat. Okay, you want to buy a steak. So I come over to you, you give me, I don't know what a steak costs these days, right? You give me $20 for a steak dinner. So I serve you a steak dinner, I tell you, you should know this is Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Shera. Okay? We happen to have in the back some meat and it got mixed equal number of kosher tray. And this meat I'm serving you is Suffolk Nevela, Suffolk Shera. Are you entitled to your money back? Or you have to prove it's Nevela? I talk about steak, you know what I'm talking about, right?
If
you go out to the store and you buy something, it's Suffolk kosher, Suffolk tray, you get your money back. What do you want from me? I can't eat this. I gave you money. I didn't give you money for Suffolk kosher. I gave you money for Vade kosher. If you give me Suffolk kosher, I want my money back. Take your meat back and give me back my money.
Well, what if they
no, you're masking. It's a mekatos. The same thing, if I give a woman money, I'm giving her money to be Vade Mekudeshes. I'm not giving her money to be Suffolk Mekudeshes.
If she were married regularly, she gives it back to me 2 years after they get married.
That's a new gift. No, so she doesn't have to give it back. She can do whatever she wants with the ring. But the point is, you see, Rabbi Kibega's chap is that every Suffolk Kedushin, the husband should be entitled to get his ring back. It's like buying Suffolk meat that's Suffolk kosher. He's entitled to his ring back. Once he's entitled to his ring back, as dine maminis, that means she's mechuyev to give it back. That means she didn't get a ring. Because she was mechuyev from the first minute to give it back. So she never got a ring. So she never got a ring. So of course it's not a good kedushin. Every suffix kedushin, bang, should automatically be a vaday place kedushin. There should be no such thing in the world as suffix kedushin by kedushin kasef, because every kedushin kasef should automatically become, you have to give the ring back, and mimela, it's not a marriage. What? She's mechuyev to give it back right away. She never received it. That's right. She was never entitled to take it. Well, she didn't know. That doesn't mean she's entitled to it. They both didn't know. That doesn't mean she's entitled to it. They were ignorant of the fact that she's not entitled to it. She was never entitled to this ring. This ring was a suffix condition from the first second.
Oh,
so she's not a suffix. Because once, there are two steps to Rabbi Kiva. The first step is, he's entitled to his ring back. If you agree with me that he's entitled to get his ring back, and he was entitled to that from the first second.
From her side, she's not right now.
So, no, she's not. She's not an Eishes Ish. Because she got a ring that she had to give back. That's not what she got married for. She got married for a ring. She didn't get a ring. Get married for giving back for a ring that she has to give back. No, you're not masking to that. She got married for the ring, for Kesef. Did she get Kesef?
She wasn't married to anybody else.
What? She's mutter. That's what Rabbi Kivag is saying. She's mutter to everybody. This vadei not a kedushin. Because when I gave her the ring, she was immediately mechuyev to give it back to me. So every suffix kedushin, mitzad dinei mamon, the ring has to go back. And once the dinei mamon has to go back, it comes out she never got it. Because when she got it, she immediately had to return it.
So every suffix.
Again, I'm asking you a question. If you go into a store and you buy meat in a kosher store, and then you find out the meat is suffix kedela, suffix sheira, and api aloch, you're not allowed to eat it. Are you entitled to your money back from the store? You're entitled to your money back. So if you marry a woman and you give her a ring, and you find out that api aloch, you're not entitled to be considered married to any whatever benefits there may be, you're not entitled to it. If you want to do eris in the suin, you're going to have to give her another ring. So you're entitled to your ring back. Of course you're entitled to your ring back. Once you're entitled to your ring back. Okay, lamaisa, does she have to give it back?
She
has to give it back. Okay. But once she gives it, once the halacha is she has to give it back, misafik, it comes out that she never really received anything. Because she received something that she must give back, misafik. So she never got anything, so it's not a good kedushin.
That's her ring
that she's
giving back, misafik. Even hers, while she gives it back,
she has no option. She must give it back. She has zero option.
Well, what will happen is she's going to give her ring to him because that's the name. The Basil is still her ring and the Kedushin
itself. No. If you're Makadish a woman with this steak, you went into the store, you got stuck with the steak. So now you go, you're Makadish a woman, and you pretend it's kosher. So you give her a piece of meat, you tell her, Hari Amakdash, I'm giving you a good piece of meat, fine. After which she finds out something in the veil of Suffolk Shera. Is that the Kedushin? Kedushin's a toss. Whatever she got, she can't use. Same thing with this ring. You gave her a ring, Ki'ilu, you're giving her a ring. And then you find out, Api Allah, she has to give it back. That's not a message. Yes?
I don't understand why you need a second step. Every time there's a substitution from that kind of side, so forget about it, you never think that.
You can ding. There's mokum to argue with that. There's no mokum to argue with this. Wow. What I'm telling you I'm telling you a technical, momentistic reason. Why it should be that way. I'll explain it to you. You asked me a different kasha, which I can think of. Because in each case of suffix kedushin, there could be a tzad that it is good.
But okay,
you have a kasha. Maybe you have a kasha. This kasha is stronger than your kasha, because this kasha doesn't go on the assumption they would have never agreed if. This kasha is, even had they agreed, it wouldn't work.
That's why you get the money back.
He's entitled to his money back because he didn't get what he paid for. And any time you don't get what you paid for, you get your money back. And she is not married because she didn't get anything. You're asking a different kasha. Well, things are from the kasha. I don't want to take away from this Rabbi Kiva Eiger. It should make you laugh. It should make you smile. I mean, it's such a nice kasha that every suffix kedushin is not a kedushin, with one exception. One exception, perhaps. If a kelev is ratach reha, and I throw meat to the dog to save her life, and I say you're mekudeshes, and it turns out that she's not mekudeshes, it's a suffix kedushin, does she have to give me back the meat? could be there's a big tzad that she doesn't have to give me back the meat. So I have to give the meat to the dog anyway. One second. So it could be that in every case of Safek Kedushin, Rabbi Akiva Eges Cheshbon is good, that it's Vadei not a Kedushin. Except Kelev Ratzach Re'ah, where there's no Dintori in the Mominus, the dog ate the meat, and we'll assume she doesn't have to give it back, and Chesam Ebeis will talk about that. Then it would come out that every Safek Kedushin in a Torah is not a Kedushin, except Kelev Ratzach Re'ah, which is exactly what the Rif is saying. The Rif is saying, and the Ran is saying, that it's not with the Ran's cheshbon of chazaka, it's a different cheshbon. But every Safek Kedushin is min ha-Torah, not a Kedushin. You don't have to come out to Cheskes Penuyah, it's not a Kedushin because of Dinei Mamonos. Except Kelev Ratzach Re'ah, which has its own cheshbon. Yes?
When I answered the Kedushin, I said that if you're
I'm not answering the Kedushin. I'm not attempting to answer it. I'm saying that Rabbi Kiveger is saying every Safek Kedushin is Vadei Ois Kedushin. And Achinami. Every Safek Kedushin min HaTorah is Vadei Ois Kedushin. Cheshin mid Rabbanan, the Gemara says.
Yeah, but the reason that I was saying is
only that it's not. But it's not like the Ran in that I'm not using Chazaka.
The Ran says
that
when
the Ran says
he
means a cheskes penuya.
Right.
But I'm doing it without cheskes penuya. I'm not saying because this is a din. If the Torah would have never been megala such a chazak as penuya, or even if the marit is right, and you don't say chazak in such a case, you don't say chazak. This is Rabbi Kiveger's cheshbon. Such a nice cheshbon anyway. You don't like Rabbi Kiveger's cheshbon. You're saying Rabbi Kiveger. You're saying a better kasher Rabbi Kiveger. You're saying.
No,
so I can argue with you. But Rabbi Kiveger's kasher is a good kasher. That you're asking. No, this cheshbin, it's like a kesef. Well, it's not shy by bia, what are you going to give back? So by bia, it says, b'leib stakas of a kedush. But by, this is the cheshbin for kedusha kesef. Which is the pashto said, Gemara was talking about kedusha kesef.
The regular case of Kalavata after somebody, anybody, they're not conditioned to appear back.
A normal case of Kelev Ratzach Re'ah, you save the person's life, does the person have to pay you back? Now we're going to talk about that in Chesam Beis. We shouldn't talk about that. Okay?
What's the difference in this case, if you give Kiddushin, it is taken away from her by someone else? Before you give the Kiddushin, it will be taken away, somebody steals it from her.
But because the second before it was stolen, it was a good Kiddushin. It doesn't become un-Kiddushin because later someone steals it. There was a second that she was entitled to it. Here, from the moment he gave it to her, it was a Safek Kedushin. He may not have known it. But the din was that it had to be returned from the very first second. There was never a second that she was entitled to. Mela. Kiveger's kasha, you can't answer with Kiveger's kasha so easily. Rambam only writes Safek Kedushin. He doesn't write Chayshin Midrabanan. Look, if you accept this Rabbi Kiveger, in logic, we should accept it. You all understand that Rabbi Kiveger is such a big chiddush that Mestombi is a teretz to Rabbi Kiveger's cheshbon. Probably it is a teretz. It's such a big chiddush. It means you're going to have to go through Shulchan Aruch. Every time it says Safek Kedushin, you're going to have to see if it fits, that it's a Kedushin that rises and it's only the Rabbanah, the Chayshina. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. The kash is such a chap that it seems there's got to be some hole in it, but I can't figure out a hole in it. Seems to be a good cash. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Amar Shmuel. The Kiddushin Nasala Kesef Yishava Kesef V'amala. Relatively easy Gemara. The Shinus of Kiddushin. Hari Yav Ureses, Hari Yav Le'intu, Hari Zuma Kudeshes. Good. Hareini ishech, hareini baalech, hareini arusech, in kam besmech. What's wrong with the lashon hareini ishech? I am your man, hareini baalech, I am your husband, hareini arusech, I'm your, also your husband. In kam besmech, why not? What? Chasonik ki yikach. That's not the way marriage works. Marriage doesn't work that he becomes hers, it works that she becomes his. Chemigerish in the reverse. Nasan lava amala hariyat mushuleches, hariyat mugureshes, hariyat muteres, lachaladam, harizem mugureshes, good lashon. Eini Ishech, Eini Baalech, Eini Aruseich, and Kabeis Mechish. Well, these other Lashaynis, again, which are the reverse, they don't work. Ein Kabeis Mechish means it's not even a suffix. It's Vadei Nog. Omelor HaPapa La'Abaya. The Papa is Medayik. The word Li is missing. It doesn't say Harat Muteres Li, Hariat. I mean, Hariat Mekudesh is Li, Hariat Mures is Li. It doesn't say Li. So he tells him, remember this of Shmuel Yadayim Sheinem Chichis Havin Yadayim? Could it be that Shmuel holds Yadayim Sheinem Chichis, a Lashon Kedushin, which is unclear, Havion Yadayim, but to know? We learn Ta'ima Harei, Ahei, Harezu Nazir, Ahei means I will be. Somebody says Ahei, Harezu Nazir, Vavinimba. Until my Ahei B'tayin is coming. Maybe Ahei means I'm going to fast. Hey, it just means I will what? Bomer Shmuel, but we show you Nazir right on the front of him. So it was a Nazir passing in front of him. So if a Nazir is passing in front of him, he looks at the Nazir and he says, hey, he means I'll be like this Nazir. That's what we understand. That's your Dayim Mechichais. A Nazir is walking, it's clear to us what he meant. Tamid the Nazir on the front of, which is your Dayim Mechichais. Holav Hachi, but if no Nazir is on the front of, Loi, so it's Yadayim Sheina Mechicha, it's Loi having Yadayim. So we see Shmuel holds that a Yad has to be Mechia, has to be clear. It's supposed to Gemara's Kasha. How is Hariyah Mekudesh as good without the word Li? How could it be? How could Hariyah Mekudesh be good without the word Li? But the Gemara, Hachab Maskim, Bemayaskim, and the Omar Li. He did say Li. So what comes out from this Gemara? Let's say you go to a chasna, and the chasn, if he says Hariyat Mekudeshes, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, it doesn't say Li. Go to chasna, the chasn forgot Li. Alright, the chasn is chasn, not so bad, you do it again. What happens if they're married already for 2 years, and you look at the video, and you hear that he left out Li. Right? So Hariyat Mekudeshes, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Be an interesting case. Right? So he left out the Li. So is that good or that's no good? Huh? If what? Maybe someone's shliach. Maybe someone made him a shliach to do the kedusha. Maybe the person couldn't make it to the chasna. I had a misbahl who got married on Super Bowl Sunday. So during his engagement, we were learning in shul. I don't remember what mesechta we were learning. But we got to a sugya to do a shlichus. So I spoke about shlichus. An example I gave is you don't have to go to your chasna. You can make a shliach. You can stay home and you go and make a shliach. So he perked up right away. He said, really? You don't have to go. You make a shliach to go to the wedding. You can stay home and but she has to be masculine, you understand. You have to go along with it. You also don't have to give her a ring and give her a potato with the wedding also. It's also she has to be masculine. So it could be a shliach. What's the shliach? If you don't say Li, what's the tzad? If you say Hariyat Mekudesh, what's the problem? That it could be a shliach. It could be a shliach for someone else. You say Daim Shein Mechichas. So, but maybe he doesn't want for himself. Maybe he wants for someone else.
So why would he be
wearing the clothes of a chasna? How do you do a chasna with a shliach? Maybe that's the normal way to do a shliach. The shliach puts on a kittel, and the shliach to wear the kittel also. The Paiskim talk about one word that you should have said. They're engaged. They're engaged. So Mustami's not actually for someone else, no? The Paiskim talk about if you leave out Li, the Gemara here is saying if you leave out the word Li, it's Ois Kedush. The Paiskim discuss whether this is so even when they were Mishudachim beforehand. And being that they were mishudachim, that they had a shidduch beforehand, it should be clear what he meant, and it should be good. It because they were mishudachim. So this, what? Okay, 1 second. I wanted to get to that. Good. So this shaila appears for the first time that I'm aware in Tshuva Samarit. Rav Shleiman, the first siman here on Masechtas Kedushin, brings it. He brings a Tshuva Samarit. The Marit says that the Ri Ben Lev, that it was a Maisa Shahaya, someone left out Li. And the Mari Ben Lev, one of the Bele Eretz Yisrael, Paskin, that it's a good Kedushin even if you leave out the Li. And he brought a Raya from a Maisa that happened with Rabbeinu Tam. Is a Maisa, Rabbeinu Tam, where a man went over to a father of a Nara, and he said, "Bitcha mekudeshes li betabazu." He gave the father a ring, or he gave him money. He said, "Bitcha, your daughter, mekudeshes li bekesefzu or betabazu kedas Moshe Yisrael." What was the shaila? The shaila is he had a few daughters. He had a few daughters. He said, "Bitcha mekudeshes li." Which daughter? So Rabbeinu Tam said there it remains unclear which one. The Maaser Rabbeinu Tam said it's a good kedushin. You're talking about the sugya of kedushin Shemus and Levia. The Rabbeinu Tam said that since they had been engaged already, they were mishudachim to one specific daughter was engaged to this man. So it was obvious what he meant. When he said bitcha b'kudesh asli, it's clear, l'chol olam kulay, that he means the daughter that's engaged to him. And then Tam said, it's fine, it's a good kedushin. It's a good kedushin. So he said, just like being mishuduch helps, in Rabbeinu Tam's ma'isa, the same thing, if you leave out li, if you're engaged, and then even if you leave out li, we assume you're not someone else's shliach, you're engaged to this woman, so you left out li, the Marit ben Lev paskin that it's a good kedushin. The Marit writes, the Chacham Echad, he doesn't write who he was, argued with the Marit ben Lev, because they got into an argument at the Chasana, and he said that you can't compare it, it's not the same thing. Leaving out Li and the Rabbeinu Tam story is not the same. Why? He doesn't explain why it's not the same. It's interesting in two cases. He says, not the same. Here, leaving out Li is such a major infraction that doesn't work. And there, you got which girl it is, it's not so bad. Bitcha is fine. What's the pshat? So Rav Shleima explains what's the difference. So Rav Shleima says the language bitcha mekudeshes Li is be'etzem a good kiddush, a good lush. Lamashal, he says, if this man would only have one daughter, you would only have one daughter, bitcha mekudeshes li would be good. So the etzem lashin is a good lashin. The words are good words. Just is a side problem that he has a number of daughters. It's not clear which one. So for that problem, this could solve the problem. But he says, leaving out the word li is a chsarin in the etzem kedushin. That mirus kedushin needs a li. That's gufa, the words of kedushin. Hayam mekudeshes li. Since that's gufa, the words of kedushin, so therefore, if you left out the li, the Chacham Echad holds its mark. Now, this Rav Shleim itself needs explanation. Why is li so important if everyone knows it's me? So I would think that the Rav Shleim and the Sol Marit, the Sol Chacham Echad makes sense if you go with the Shita of Rav Baruch Ber that we discussed yesterday. Rav Baruch Ber holds Amira is Mamish. It's not just to be Megaladas, it's a din that you need an Amira and Kedushin as part of Kiyikach. So then it's understandable. Then it's understandable if you leave out Li, something's missing in the Gufa Kedushin. And Memela, it's a Tzar. Even though it's clear you're Meshuddach, it means you. So Akapanim, this is a Maslaikis regarding the Li. We have to look up how we paskin. So you should know just in case. That ever happens. The Gemara says, "Yehachi my kamashmalan hani lishni basroi kamashmalan." What's hani lishni basroi? Hareini isheich is no good. Hareini isheich is no good. What does that mean? That means a marriage has to be The Maisa Kedushin is that she becomes his. And not that he becomes hers. If you express Kedushin that way, it's Ois Kedushin. But we're going to have to see in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Today, there are people who do double ring ceremonies at weddings. There are people who, it's part of the feminist movement, it's not fair. You know, she gets a ring and he doesn't get a ring. That doesn't mean it's not fair to the husband. The husband couldn't care less. The women, like, it's not, you're buying me, I'm buying you. So they have double ring ceremonies. What's a double ring ceremony? He gives her a ring and she gives him a ring. It's like, Hareini Yishech, you know, I'm your wife and you're my husband. It's like an even split, you know, marriage has got to be 50-50. So it's, what? What nusach do they use? I didn't find it in Shulchan Aruch yet. But it's a very difficult question. Is that ma'akiv? When you make a kedushin,
as soon as she puts on the ring, as soon as he puts on the ring to her, then mukdash. So it doesn't make a difference what she gives to him.
So if you do that first,
it
says if you do, so you're asking if you go to the other order,
then there'll be a problem.
But you go to the other, no, they don't hold the ladies first. They go. Maybe it should depend which order. What? Is it separate? Is it separate or is it all one? Like they mean to do it separately or mean to do it one? So what? I mean, he's just humoring her.
No, if he's not worried about that, if he's talking.
All right. So tomorrow, this is true on this Negris Maisha. Nevin Ezer Chelak Gimel Simin Yud Ches. This is true on Negris Maisha. However, in the Hamakne. On our Gemara is brought in Simchav Zayin Sifav. In back of the Sefer HaMakna, he has Kedushim of the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. In the last part, the second half, the HaMakna talks about what happens if you say both Lashaynis. Hari Abba Kudeshis leave, Harei Mishaykh. You say the two. That's really a double ring ceremony. You're doing both. Is that a good chasna? It's not a good chasna. And from what he says, it seems to me, and I'm specific about this, it seems that he's arguing with Rav Moshe in regard to this type of situation. And in Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow we're going to go through those.